Hello.
Good evening. My name is Rob, and I'm calling from Opinion Research. And this evening, we're conducting a short public opinion survey in your community. We'd like to get your opinions. Thinking ahead, which of the following best describe how you will vote in the general elections for president, U.S. Senate, and Florida State Legislature on Tuesday, November 5th? I am definitely going to vote. I'm very likely to vote. I'm somewhat likely to vote. I'm not very likely to vote. I'm not at all likely to vote, or I'm not registered to vote.
I'm absolutely going to vote.
Thank you. With which political party are you registered? Democrat, Republican, no party affiliation, unaffiliated, not registered in a party, nor some other political party?
Independent.
Thank you. What is your main racial background? Asian or Asian American, white or Caucasian, Hispanic, African American?
I'm white.
Thank you. What is your age? 18 to 35, 36 to 45, 46 to 55, 56 to 65, or over 65?
65. It's just a political survey, Chris. Seriously.
Thank you. And generally speaking, would you say things in Florida are going in the right direction, or have they gone off on the wrong track?
Currently? Or
yes.
As part of the election?
No, currently.
Yeah. Under the existing president, yes, they're going in the right direction.
Thank you. And from the following list, which issues should the governor and state legislature focus on the most to help you and your family? Local growth and development, the economy and jobs, climate and environment, crime and public safety, abortion, kindergarten to 12 education, taxes, illegal immigration, access costs of health care, inflation and the cost of things like grocery and gas, or housing and property insurance costs?
I can only pick one.
Yes, the most important to help you.
I'll say climate.
Thank you. If the elections for the state house were held today, which one of the following best describe how you're likely to vote between the Democratic candidate and the Republican candidate? Definitely vote for the Democratic candidate. Probably vote for the Democratic candidate. Leans likely to the Democratic candidate. Definitely vote for the Republican candidate, probably vote for the Republican candidate, or lean slightly to the Republican candidate.
Definitely Democrat.
And do you approve or disapprove of the job that Joe Biden is doing as president?
Approve.
Do you strongly approve or somewhat approve?
Strongly.
And do you approve or disapprove of the job that Ron DeSantis is doing as governor?
Yeah. Disapprove.
Somewhat or strongly disapprove?
Strongly.
Thank you. You will now be giving a list of some public officials that you may be familiar with. Please indicate if you have a favorable or unfavorable opinion of each person. If you have no opinion and have never heard of each person, you can indicate that as well. Sienna Osta.
Who?
Sienna Osta.
I don't know her.
Thank you. Kamala Harris?
Favorable.
Very or somewhat favorable?
Very.
And Mike Caruso?
I'm not sure.
Thank you. If the elections for president were held today among the following candidates, for whom would you vote? Donald Trump, the Republican candidate, or Kamala Harris, the Democratic candidate?
The Democratic candidate.
Thank you. And would you say they're definitely voting or probably voting Kamala Harris, the Democratic candidate?
Absolutely.
And lastly, if the elections for Florida State House were held today among the following candidates, for whom would you vote? Mike Caruso, the Republican candidate, or Sienna Osta, the Democratic candidate?
I would vote for the Democratic candidate.
And would you say they're definitely voting for Sienna Osta, the Democratic candidate?
I'm sorry, you broke up at the beginning. Was that a definitely or absolutely kind of thing?
I'm sorry. Would you say that you're definitely voting or probably voting for CNLS as the Democratic candidate?
Yes, definitely.
Thank you. And regardless of how you may feel today, for whom did you vote in the 2020 presidential elections? Donald Trump, the Republican candidate, Joe Biden, the Democratic candidate, or someone else?
Joe Biden.
And when you vote for candidates for political office, would you say you always vote Democrat, usually vote Democrat, vote as many Democrats as you do Republicans, usually vote Republican, or always vote Republican?
No, I don't always vote Democrat. It just depends who the Republicans are.
So vote as many Democrats as you do.
I'm sorry, say that again.
Okay. I'm sorry, that you don't have exactly way to count how many, for who do you vote usually, right?
No, I don't, because I'm an independent, so I vote for whoever aligns with you know, common sense.
Yes,
so
I have that.
I am.
And if you were to label yourself, would you say that you're a liberal, a moderate, or a conservative in your political beliefs?
I'm a moderate liberal.
Liberal?
I know you don't have it as a category, so I'm somewhat.
Somewhat. Thank you. What is the last grade of formal education you have completed? High school, some college or trade school? Public writing with an
I have a master's degree.
Okay, thank you. And what is your religion? Protestant, Catholic, Muslim, or agnostic, atheist, or non-believer?
Catholic.
Thank you. So this concludes our survey. Thank you so much for your time and your participation.
Yep, you're welcome.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Have a great evening.